Once upon a tangent.
Hey, welcome. That was the most natural entry I've ever heard.
Yeah, I was trying to do the most unnatural thing, which is laugh at something that hasn't really been said.
You remembered a joke from earlier in the day. That's how you warm yourself
up. Good times, yeah. And hopefully people that are listening go, I like this already. Or they think they've missed something.
That's right.
8 seconds in, there's a guy laughing. Oh, hang on, I'll go back. No. Nothing.
Fair warning, actually, there should be a disclaimer at the start of it. You know, like the following program has many tangents. I had someone ask me the other day going, why do you keep going off subject? I'm like, Duncan Craig, would you like to explain?
Well, yeah, it's someone that we work with in our day-to-day lives as ad writers. Yep. And we said to this person, how are you finding the podcasts? Oh, it's tough when you guys go off on tangents so often.
I looked at you. You looked at me.
Rub. We looked at each other. It's when you. We should have left the conversation there.
It's like it's on the label,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
It's
and cheers to the people sticking with us who like tangents.
That's right.
And it is still based on the real new kids story that one of us is presenting.
That's
Nothing
right.
has changed.
Yeah.
And it's in the title.
That's right.
So.
But for her sake.
See, now I was laughing before. Now I'm not. I'm not laughing.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to
retelling that story.
Bring the mood down or anything.
No, that's cool.
But for her and listeners like her, there are some tangents. That's the aim of the thing. But
if you've downloaded it by now, we've got the figures, so it doesn't matter if you like it now.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Welcome to the show. If you have never listened to Once Upon a Tangent before, my name is Ted Brown.
I'm Dun Craig.
There he is. He knows. He knows the drill.
Yeah.
And we're about to tell you, I'm about to share with you, Dun Craig,
yep.
the story that I wrote. I'd like to say during the week and then in the last 10 minutes before the recording, the last bit of this story. So it's been a cram session.
It's the most we will share with each other before a story begins.
Yeah.
That's the most we've ever shared. I know you were sitting at your desk just before going, oh man, I'm
You're looking
two
at
lines
me like,
away.
Are you ready? I'm like, yeah, give me a minute.
Then we set up and I'm like, So, no, that's cool. I reckon it'll be all right. I said I'll go a little bit easy, but I can't make any promises.
Okay.
So I've already gone back on that.
So there you go. Backpedal on
The Laughing Liar. So Ted Brown, what have you got today? What's the title?
Okay. So it's one of those ones where I may have a title, but I kind of don't want to say it up front. Let me tell you the story and then I'll unveil the title because I don't want to ruin the ending.
Some sort of reverse telling?
No, I don't know. We've
got to be open to new
things. And I will start by telling you that there is a severe 180 degree shift in this story. So brace yourself for when it happens, just so you're not shocked.
You shouldn't get us to be brave.
I need to prepare.
Shock can be good.
I should have just gone with it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll cut that bit
like
out.
Like a wasabi shock.
Oh, yeah.
Like you do know it's there. And I'm like, there could be a turn in and it's
oh, yeah. Sinus burn.
And then it's gone. Sinus burn, gone.
That's what's going to happen. The wasabi burn in this episode.
I like it.
Okay. So I'll just start with the opening lines and we'll carry on.
All right.
The sun came up on Magpie Grove, the way it did every day. The white clouds parted.
Good to hear. The sun came up every day.
It's Earth. At least you know it's Earth. The white clouds parted. The blue sky sparkled. All in the usual way. Hello. It's a rhyme. There's lots of rhymes.
Accidental rhymes?
No. It's committed.
Oh. But the first bit didn't rhyme.
No. Okay. Well, in fairness, it's one of those ones
that... We
can't
go over this again where I pick your rhymes apart. It's not fair on you and people.
And it's getting tired,
it
isn't it? Yeah. Like, it's not fair by me to even offer that. But it's one of those ones where the rhyme is, like, subtle. It's there. And when you read it to a kid in bed, I'm thinking it's a 6-7-year-old story.
Okay.
And they're listening to it and you read it in melodical ways.
Yeah.
The rhyme will be there. So it would sound...
I like your preempting this with, I rushed a bit at the end, but I can already tell by the quality of the start that you had more time at the start. I'm like, this is really descriptive.
Yeah,
I like it.
There was more time at the start. I started this on Monday, finished it 10 minutes ago.
And today is Friday.
It's Friday,
yes.
Yeah. So if you read it into the kid, it would go, the sun came up on Magpie Grove the way it did every day. The white clouds parted, the blue sky sparkled, all in the usual way.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
See how that rolls? The blackbirds squawked, the people walked, the school buses hit the road. The grass was green, the streets were clean. Another gorgeous day in Magpie Grove.
Cool.
See how the long form of rhyme?
It's sort of like a story from street CCTV would see it. You know the little safety cameras that are in some neighbourhoods?
Yeah.
Where it's just like, you've described what a CCTV
That would be all, yeah.
It's like, this is what I see every day.
And the next line would be, the evil overlords watch the civilians go about their daily lives. Unbeknownst to them, NSA Yeah, that could take a dark turn. I like that. But up the river and over the gorge.
Oh, river.
Yeah. I have rivers a lot in my stories, don't I?
That's all right. Mm. They're flowing.
They're flowing. It's a symbolism for my creativity.
Yeah, I reckon. I like that.
It's a polluted river. But up the river and over the gorge, something happened that nobody saw. A small thing from heaven. A frozen ball of venom.
Whoa.
Hit the water and began to thaw.
So it is about the water.
Yeah, the water. See, they are infected. I didn't even realise.
Venomous water. Why can't we know the title? Because does it ruin where the turn happens?
Yeah, well, the punchline of the story or like the goal of the story would be given away in the title if I stick with that title. So it's open.
Is the title Venomous River Turns Out Okay? Is that the title?
That would be a Venomous River Turns Out Okay. Well, Venomous River sounds good just on its own. Venomous River. Sounds haunting.
Yeah. Venom Riv.
Is that the kind of book you would pick off the shelf and go, now, child, would you like Grug? Would you like Ted? Or would you like Venomous River?
Pretty sure one of my kids I know will go, Venomous River.
Yeah.
Straight away, the other one will be like, no, unless the fairy's name is Venom, I don't.
Modern day kids have got access to Netflix. I think they're ready for something like Venomous River at bedtime.
Be an early educator.
Heavy hitting stories.
Wow, jeez.
So we have something frozen that hit the water from heaven. Yeah, and now it's in the river. It started as a trickle, then became a stream. Ooh. A colourless liquid that couldn't be seen. It's kind of like when you're in the swimming pool.
Or you've hydrated really well.
Yeah, that's a good sign. Good work.
Clear
work
you. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a well-hydrated ball of venom.
Yeah, good on that.
It was white and clear. Through the pipes it came. And the people exclaimed, we've never tasted water so tasty and clean. There's a rhyme in there, but I can't remember where.
Oh, no one will be able to find it.
It's, but the water's nice. It's not harming them.
Are they aware that this is...
I don't think they did. Because it says...
I don't think I like that.
Saw.
I wrote it, but I'm not sure if that happened.
Well, I've written something happened that nobody saw, so...
So, Ted, this is... But it's... they have realised that their water is of better quality.
That's all they know. Yeah. They go, I don't know why, but hey, Dun Craig, is this water tasting better to you?
And I'm like, yeah, man, it's definitely not venomous.
I've been thinking about water a lot this week, I think. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. Water with barley malt and that's hops in it.
That kind of water. They drank it in bottles. They served it in pubs. They filled their pools and donned their togs.
Whoa.
What?
Who goes to pubs for water?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, this water is better than beer.
Oh, is it on tap?
It's on tap now. So it's actually gone through the town's water supply, Magpie Grove. Because it's hit the gorge.
It's almost a business name, Magpie Grove Water. Water. Magpie Grove Springs.
I like that. I can imagine the logo. I could see it. It's a good logo.
Do other countries outside of Australia have magpies?
Oh, I don't know.
We have a lot of listeners from all around the world. San Fran, one of the big ones. Yeah,
we've
a lot.
Doubled by 100% in the last week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you don't know what a magpie is, black and white bird. I was going to say yay big. You can't see what I'm doing. Not huge, medium-sized bird. Not offensive. It's not...
Aren't they offensive?
No.
Come on. Springtime.
Oh, they do swoop people's heads
it's
when
you ride
your bike.
It's a known problem in Australia that they swoop out
it's
eyeballs.
It's so funny watching people get swooped by a magpie. And I think people put stuff in their bike helmets sticking out the top to avoid getting swooped by a magpie.
Cable ties. They put them in and they...
Is that what it is?
Yeah, cable ties.
Here's a red hot tip.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a bleeding skull than cable ties coming out of my bike helmet. It looks rubbish.
You have been swooped by a magpie, surely.
It's too quick. I was too quick.
I've got freaked out. I looked up once and nearly poked my eyeball out. My friend Michael... had to wear it. His mum would make him wear an ice cream bucket, the 4-liter ice cream bucket.
I do remember that. Ice cream bucket on the head.
Ice cream bucket on the head.
Run, Special Michael.
So, yeah, they are a vicious animal, but they look innocuous, but they are vicious.
And they do the warbling, the call in the morning. So, if you're camping in Australia, you'll hear a warble.
Well, I'd like to hear you do the warble.
That's
pretty
it's a
good.
It's a turkey. That's,
it's half turkey.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's
pretty
a turkey.
Good. I wouldn't have done better than that. Aww. I know you're famous for other creatures like crickets.
No one else can do a cricket.
Solid. I think it's solid.
All right. If the person that we work with is listening to this, she's definitely tuned out because that's a tangent.
You've gone on six tangents away from the first, but that's okay. I'm happy with it.
Absolutely. So Ted Brown will bring us back to where we were.
So we were just saying how popular this water is. So tasty.
That's right.
Not only in the pubs, but hey, they're swimming in it as well because they love the taste of it even when they swim in it.
It's good enough for their pubes.
Mm. So the last line of that one... that slapped me in the face, that one. So the last line of that one was, they filled their pools and donned their togs. No one got sick. They all felt fine. But something went wrong when they watered the dogs. Do you water the dogs? Yeah, you watered the dogs.
What do you mean? So they'll grow?
No.
You have a dog.
Yeah, what happens when you give them water to drink?
You give them water to drink.
It's not watered. It's give not them a watered drink. Like a plant. I didn't mean watering
them. Okay, have
them
you
like...
sat there with wife and just gone, oh, can you water the dog?
Okay, syntax error, grammatical syntax error.
And you're really good
one.
At that sort of thing. I'm like, oh, maybe this is a no. It's not about watering dogs. It's like, wow, your dog's grown up. Oh, we water him twice a day.
It's actually very interesting that you mentioned that watering them is like for them to grow. Because watch what the next line says.
Oh,
this
hang
is
on,
completely by accident.
Woo! I'm already excited.
You've done it. They love the taste. They love to drink, but the dogs that drank started to shrink.
The opposite.
The opposite. So you water the dogs. By accident, and then they start shrinking because they love the taste. But we'll see what happens. From the biggest Great Danes to the St. Bernards, from the parks and beaches and even backyards, all the dogs shrank.
All of them.
All of them.
All of them.
The dogs got smaller, and to see them was hard. They were only as big as a pack of cards.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
And I like that. And for those of you that aren't me, Ted wiped his brow when you did it. It was hard.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard work. I can't see them. Oh, here they are.
We have this. Someone give us some money to turn this into some visual type situation because people need to see this magic happen.
I actually brought with me a pack of cards. And you can imagine a dog that big?
Yes.
Look at that.
What?
Cute. How cute. What would you do with a dog that big?
It reminds me of the people that... I think they've done it with pigs and other things where they do not just toy versions, but like proper miniature.
Yes.
I don't agree with that.
Why?
Let Mother Nature be. Because I don't mind freak shows, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like we're traveling circuses, Ripley's Believe It or Not, things like that. Awesome.
Bearded females,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
You know, two-headed goats and crap like that. Love it.
But
start shrinking things and...
But how cute. How cute.
How
little
cute
dogs.
You want stuff to be to the point where you do accidentally put it in your pack of cards?
Well, then you could, when you go, hey, should we pack a pack of cards for the trip? Nah, just bring the dog. It's the same size.
The one we watered?
Yeah, the one we watered.
Ah, so the people...
There's a lot of like scope for portable dogs, I reckon. Portable pets.
So the venomous water is being drunk by the dogs and they're shrinking.
In my story, it has no effect on humans, apparently. But this particular venom does affect pets.
It's a canine shrinker.
So this is where things change a little bit here. They took their pups to work in their pockets, as I sort of just alluded to. They ran on desks. They played in the drawers. Can you imagine that? Just opening your drawer. I need a pen. Oh, hey, pup, how are you? Here's a little snack. And then
the poo would be smaller, but would it smell the same?
Oh,
you know how dog poo, even the half-set poo where you crack the top and it might as well be a freshie? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if the puppies are playing in your drawer, which I assume you've left open a little bit so they don't die.
That's right.
And you go, oh, look, how cute are you? And you put your hand in and there's a poo the size of, say, a staple.
Grain of, rice.
Yeah,
like
grain
that.
Of rice. Yep. If you put your finger in that. You know when that happens, like with dogs when they're little, when they're puppies, you go, it's a little bit of wee, you wash your hand a little bit, you're not that scared.
Yeah.
But dog poo, you cannot get rid of it.
No.
The grooves in your shoe, you might as well set them on fire.
It takes it with you. Yeah, that's right.
So with these guys, is poo potency, is it equivalent to the big poo potency?
I think it would, yeah. I reckon the metabolism is the same, they're just shrunk. So you get the same potency in the small amount of dog poo. But then you would need to invest in some kind of like...
Well, then you'd never see it. Imagine if you took your miniature dog for a walk
and
you crapped on someone's nature strip, which I hate. I'd punch someone in the face if they did that. Oh, it's gross. Like, pick up
don't
dog
do that.
Poo.
Yeah.
But imagine, you wouldn't even know. So it would look like possum poo, that tiny little poo.
You wouldn't even see
so
it.
So you walk into your house and you're just like, man, something stinks. But it's in good the groove of your... Good luck finding it.
Good luck finding it. Literally a needle in the haystack.
Like, the new chemical weapons.
Yes.
Tummy dog chemical weapons.
That ruins my fantasy. I thought the dog in the drawer in the desk would be
that
fun.
That part's cute. Just don't... Oh. You don't know when they've done a poo.
So you know when you go walking the dog in the park and you got to take your garbage bag with you, like you got your portable? How big would the bag need to be for this little pee-pee one?
A bit like a thimble.
Yeah, a little thimble bag, you know. Ziploc.
You couldn't... Yeah, it'd have to be Ziploc. You couldn't tie it.
No.
I don't have crafty little fingers to tie mini poo bags. What are you talking about, man? This story's crazy.
This is going to be worse. Magpie Grove's going to be really inefficient in the workplace. The dogs, we're still talking about dogs here.
Oh,
they sat on top of notebooks and climbed over keyboards. That would be annoying. You're working on an...
But they're little. It's a bit of fun.
No, don't type that. Oh,
God. I'm sort of... I'm space.
Oh, I know this. You don't like when dogs... You told me this once. When dogs grab a leg and start humping.
Oh, no, it's
if
off.
A mini pack of card sized dog saw a mouse on your keyboard, the computer mouse.
Oh, hump
action
away.
Time! It's like, oh, look, that'd be annoying.
It would.
You grab
get
your,
out
you
of
grab
it.
Your mouse to go and click on a. Oh God, it's all on my palm. It's the worst.
Oh, that is rank.
Well, so there's just a couple of little pitfalls.
Yeah,
there.
Now suddenly not a kid's story at all.
But people started giving the magic water to all their pets. There were pups in Parliament and cats in cafes because they were shrinking them and taking them with them to work.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant they ran for Parliament.
No, no. You know Question Time.
I thought
time.
Suddenly they're a smaller dog so they can be Prime Minister?
No, no. The dogs don't have that.
Oh, they just
no,
take
they're just
there.
Like going, you know what? Take your dog to work day can be every day because they're not going to be running around like in the hallways of Parliament. You know Congress when they show you the Senate and they're showing Question Time and you have the guy, Mr. Speaker... And while he's talking in his front breast pocket, there's a little
dog.
Puppy. How cool would that be?
That's cool.
No matter what he's saying, you know, about immigration or...
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can't stay mad at them. Look at the dog.
Yeah. Imagine at the pocket factory.
Yeah.
Wow, what a big day.
That's a pocket industry. They have new pockets next
to the
real pocket.
Pockets don't just happen. Come on, man.
No, they have to have the different...
Yeah, that's going to be a huge day at pocket factory.
In fact, everywhere the people went, the pets went with them. And the world was happy.
Do not tell me that's the end.
No, I don't know why that... I don't know why I put that there, because I think that was meant to be the last line. But I didn't write it that way.
That was your Thursday line, and then Friday happened. You're like, oh, geez, better move this along.
So, yeah, this is how it ends, and it's pretty miserable. So
no,
I told you, I need your work. I need your help.
Don't preempt it, no.
Don Craig, you're the writer. You need to help.
Ted Brown, I back you in.
No animal was ever lonely at home again, and nobody had to leave a pet behind because of this magic water. So you can see I wrapped this up pretty quickly and the rhyme stopped about 10 minutes ago. You didn't even notice.
Oh, couldn't tell when they started.
Oh,
no, but no, the story
burned.
Was good though. No, yeah. No, the rhymes don't bother me, man.
Rhymes don't matter.
Nah. If you didn't tell me that wrapped up so quickly and you banged on about it, that wouldn't have...
You might have been okay with
it. Yeah, but you can stretch that ending out a little bit, but with the same premise. Because I didn't know it was going with it made people happy because they took their pets to work.
Like therapy dogs, mini pocket. So the name would have been something like Pocket Pets or... I don't want to say it at the beginning because you'd be like, I know what the ending's going to be. A pocket pet. So maybe... Because I'll have to name...
Furry Little Friends.
Furry Little Friends. That could work.
Without giving it away.
I would need to put a title, you know, we'll need to put a title on this when we download it.
Yes.
So what would the name be that doesn't spoil it? So when someone scrolls down and sees the podcast episode and they go, oh yeah, what's this going to be about? And by the time they get to this point in the podcast, they realize we've been fooling
them. It's
really
weird.
But
it's hey, like it's a really
magic.
Crappy Back to the Future.
yeah, it's Back to the Future.
People are hearing this bit going, well, you've called it.
It's
obviously
Back to the Future 4. Have you seen that one? That never came out. But it will in 20 years.
Should have stopped the 3.
Yeah.
People know what it's going to be.
But that's okay. Now they know because they get to this bit. It's like, oh, little reward, bit of trivia.
Yeah, and they're hearing
now
this going.
Now I know why
they
called it, you know, whatever they call it.
And they're hearing this going, the creative process. How sexy.
This is how it is.
Not really.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, this would be cool. They know that people listening, you know the title.
Yeah.
So whatever we're doing now, we have no idea what we actually end up with as the title.
Right, that's right.
So I'm thinking Furry Little Friends, An Important Day in Magpie Springs, Paw.
Oh.
P-A-W.
Oh, Important Okay. I might do that.
Something with important.
All right, I'll put important with a P-O-W. You know what's going to be funny is...
The most important drink of your life. Something that's rubbish as well.
You know, potable. You know, potable.
Like, we'll work on that, Dunk.
No, that's not what I meant. You know, potable water when they say...
Oh, potable. Oh, I don't know how to say it. We've talked about this. Yeah. P-O-T-A-B-L-E.
Yeah, it means you can drink it. That could be it, but with A-W. You're a genius. Dunk Craig, you're a genius.
And
portable, there it is. And that's
there
a good
we go.
That's a good time to end.
Magic.
Look, we need to... I need to go back to the drawing board. I think it's your turn next week to write a story, isn't it,
Dunk Craig? But I don't mind that. You're really harsh on yourself.
I feel like I'm looking forward to your storytelling.
You know what? Let's let the people of listening land decide. Guys, jump on our Facebook page.
Yeah, please do.
Positive feedback. Please rate and review if you can. It helps us.
Yeah.
And plus, I get messages from Facebook saying traffic's increased by negative 100%.
3%. Yeah. Hey, giving 5% helps you. It's good for your soul.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's not proven scientifically or anything.
A lot of stuff's not proven.
Just try it, you know.
Yeah. I mean, this water shrinking dogs, a lot of stuff isn't proven.
That's right. We need to look after these water shrinking dogs. It's part of our new fund.
Ted Brown, I think you're too hard on yourself. I thought that wasn't too bad at all. The message is there. Look at my rubbish lead up to the title that we got.
I like it. That's the best part of the story.
Once Upon a Tangent, a part of the Auscast Network.